Governor Chris Sununu joining us. Nice. He's busy this morning. Governor, thanks for joining us. GMI Studios. We're live at Laconia Harley-Davidson. Big week for New Hampshire. Big week in terms of hospitality and tourism, Governor.
It's awesome. I mean, motorcycle week is here. It's back. It's strong. The Canadian border is open, so all the Canadians get to come down and spend their money in tax-free New Hampshire and just take advantage of what Bike Week is. And remember, it's not just Laconia, Jack, right? It's all over the state. There's events everywhere, people riding around, doing these beautiful rides this week, and we're blessed with some great weather today. So there's no doubt it's going to be a really strong week here.
Governor, are you hearing from any of your tourism folks just how many? We had one of the top law enforcement officials on yesterday. He thought last year was around 100,000 more than people thought. This year, it's feeling like when you look at the whole 10-day period, and you, as you say, they go all over the region and state, that we could be at those numbers. Is that about what you're hearing from the state?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be a really strong week. You know, here's a really interesting fact. Between 2019 and 2021, using 2019 as a baseline, New Hampshire had a bigger increase in visitors than any other state in the country. We had the largest percentage increase of visitation of any state in the country. And so it's events like Bike Week, the events like what you're doing now, and the race at Loudoun, which is going to come this summer, and all the other, Hampton Beach, all the other things that New Hampshire has to offer. We're crushing it when it comes to tourism, and we're staying really, really ahead of the pack. But Bike Week kicks off the summer, right? It kind of kicks off the summer and Father's Day and with the great weather. And now that the Canadian border is open, I really think we're going to exceed last year's numbers. Last year was strong, but I think we're going to be stronger this year.
Governor, you may be one of the few governors in the country that's managed a recreational resort. That means restaurants, ski lifts, employees in the past when you were in the private sector. You know tourism pretty well. You've seen the ups and downs. Do you, despite record gas prices and the inflationary pressures, do you think we're going to have a pretty robust tourism summer into the fall?
Yes. No, there's no doubt about that. The people are coming back into the workforce, which is good. Young people are re-entering the workforce this summer in much bigger numbers than they were last year. And everything is workforce, right? There are restaurants out there that had to go from 7 days down to five only because they didn't have the staff. They didn't want to burn out their staff and all of that. So I think we're seeing a little bit more of a push. It'd be great to get, some more of the international H-1B visas and that sort of thing. That this administration has held back a little on that, so we're constantly pushing them. But driving those workforce numbers over the next maybe 10 days or so will make sure that 4th of July, and that's really the peak, right? That's where you want to hit. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to hit at the right moments when you're in the tourism industry with workforce, opportunity, weather, and that's where you can just, drive. That'll set the next 2 months, July and August, into place with a strong 4th. And I think we're on path for it. To be sure.
Governor Chris Sununu, we'll let you go. I know you have a busy morning, but just want to have you weigh in on the importance of tourism and Motorcycle Week in the region. Thank you.
Get out there, brother. Everybody enjoy it. Thanks, Jack.